Granny Weatherwax was gathering herbs when they came up the track. Everyday herbs of sickroom and kitchen are known as simples. Granny's herbs weren't simples. They were complicateds, or they were nothing. And there was none of the airy-fairy business with a pretty basket and a pair of dainty slippers. Granny used a knife, and a chair held in front of her, and a leather hat, gloves, and apron as secondary lines of defence. Even she didn't know where some of the herbs came from. Roots and seeds were traded all over the world, and maybe farther. Some had flowers that turned as you passed by, some fired their thorns at passing birds, and several were staked, not so that they wouldn't fall over, but so they'd still be there next day. Nanny Og, who never bothered to grow any herb you couldn't smoke or stuff a chicken with, heard her mutter, "Right, you buggers!" "Good morning, Miss Weatherwax," said Lettuce Earwig loudly. Granny Weatherwax stiffened and then lowered the chair very carefully and turned around. "It's Mistress," she said. "Whatever," said Lettuce brightly. "I trust you are keeping well." "Up till now," said Granny. She nodded almost imperceptibly at the other three witches. There was a thrumming silence which appalled Nanny Og. They should have been invited in for a cup of something. That was how the ritual went. It was gross bad manners to keep people standing around. Nearly, but not quite, as bad as calling an elderly unmarried witch Miss. "You've come about the trials," said Granny. Lettuce almost fainted.
How did—"
"'Cause you look like a committee. It don't take much reasoning," said Granny, pulling off her gloves. "We didn't used to need a committee. The news just got around and we all turned up. Now suddenly there's folk arranging things." For a moment, Granny looked as though she was fighting some serious internal battle, and then she added, in throwaway tones, "Kettle's on. You better come in." Nanny relaxed. Maybe there were some customs even Granny Weatherwax wouldn't defy after all. Even if someone was your worst enemy, you invited them in and gave them tea and biscuits. In fact, the worser your enemy, the better the crockery you got out and the higher the quality of the biscuits. You might wish black hell on them later, but while they were under your roof, you'd feed them till they choked. Her dark little eyes noted that the kitchen table gleamed and was still damp from scrubbing. After cups had been poured and pleasantries exchanged, or at least offered by Lettuce and received in silence by Granny, the self-elected chairwoman wriggled in her seat and said,
"There's such a lot of interest in the trails this year, Mistress Weatherwax."
"Good."
"It does look as though witchcraft in the Ramtops is going through something of a renaissance, in fact."
"A renaissance, eh? There's a thing."
"It's such a good route to empowerment for young women, don't you think?"
Many people could say things in a cutting way, Nanny knew, but Granny Weatherwax could listen in a cutting way. She could make something sound stupid just by hearing it. "That's a good hat you've got there," said Granny. "Velvet, is it? Not made local, I expect."
Lettuce touched the brim and gave a little laugh. "It's from Boggy's in Ankh-Morpork," she said.
"Oh, shop bought."
Nanny Og glanced at the corner of the room where a battered wooden cone stood on a stand. Pinned to it were lengths of black calico and strips of willow wood, the foundations for Granny's spring hat.
"Tailor-made," said Lettuce. "And those hat pins you've got," Granny went on, "all them crescent moons and cat shapes."
"You've got a brooch that's crescent-shaped too, ain't that so, Esme?" said Nanny Og, deciding it was time for a warning shot. Granny occasionally had a lot to say about jewellery on witches, when she was feeling in an acid mood.
"This is true, Geetha. I have a brooch what is shaped like a crescent. That's just the truth of the shape it happens to be. Very practical shape for holding a cloak is a crescent, but I don't mean nothing by it. Anyway, you interrupted just as I was about to remark to Mrs. Earwig how fetching her hatpins are. Very witchy."
Nanny, swivelling like a spectator at a tennis match, glanced at Lettuce to see if this deadly bolt had gone home. But the woman was actually smiling. Some people just couldn't spot the obvious on the end of a 10-pound hammer.
"On the subject of witchcraft," said Lettuce, with the born chairwoman's touch for the enforced segue, "I thought I might raise with you the question of your participation in the trails."
"Yes."
"Do you Don't you think it is unfair to other people that you win every year?
Granny Weatherwax looked down at the floor and then up at the ceiling.
No, she said eventually. I'm better than them.
You don't think it is a little dispiriting for the other contestants?
Once again, the floor-to-ceiling search.
No,
said Granny.
But they start off knowing they're not going to win.
So do I.
Oh, no, you surely...
I meant that I start off knowing they're not going to win too, said Granny witheringly. And they ought to start off knowing I'm not going to win. No wonder they lose if they ain't getting their minds right.
It does rather dash their enthusiasm.
Granny looked genuinely puzzled.
What's wrong with them striving to come second? She said.
Lettuce plunged on.
What we were hoping to persuade you to do, Esme, is to accept an emeritus position. You would perhaps make a nice little speech of encouragement, present the award, and possibly even be one of the judges?
There's going to be judges, said Granny. We've never had judges. Everyone just used to know who'd won.
That's true, said Nanny. She remembered the scenes at the end of one or two trials. When Granny Weatherwax won, everyone knew.
Oh, that's very true. It would be a very nice gesture, Lettuce went on.
Who decided there would be judges? Said Granny.
The committee, which is, that is, a few of us got together only to steer things.
Oh, I see, said Granny. Flags.
Pardon?
Are you going to have them lines of little flags? And maybe someone selling apples on a stick, that kind of thing?
Some bunting would certainly be...
Right. Don't forget the bonfire.
So long as it's nice and safe.
Oh, right. Things should be nice and safe, said Granny.
Mrs. Earwig perceptibly sighed with relief.
Well, that's sorted out nicely, she said.
Is it? Said Granny.
I thought we'd agreed that...
Had we? Really?
She picked up the poker from the hearth and prodded fiercely at the fire.
I'll give matters my consideration.